SBS in deutscher Sprache.
In Australien studieren mehrere hunderttausend ausländische Studenten. 800.000 sind es, um genau zu sein. Und knapp die Hälfte von ihnen studiert an den Universitäten und höheren Lehranstalten. Doch die Studiengebühren sind hoch, sehr hoch im internationalen Vergleich. Und viele Studenten müssen deshalb in ihrer Freizeit arbeiten gehen. Ein Forschungsteam der University of Technology Sydney hat nun eine groß angelegte Studie gestartet zum Thema Ausbeutung. Und mein Kollege Christian Fröhlicher sprach kurz vor der Sendung mit Laurie Berg von der UTS.
Am Telefon jetzt Laurie Berg von der University of Technology in Sydney, UTS. Sie sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch, weil Sie mal Deutsch studiert haben, nicht wahr? You've studied German once.
Ja, das stimmt. A long time ago.
Wunderbar. Dann verstehen Sie bestimmt die Fragen, die ich stellen werde. Und ja, wir verzeihen es Ihnen, wenn Sie auf Englisch antworten. Sie wollen nun diese Studie starten, ein Nationwide Survey of International Students. Warum?
We have done a lot of research that indicates that international students in Australia have very high incidence of underpayment in their part-time work. In one study that we did of over 2,000 international students, about a quarter were paid $12 an hour or less, and that's about half of the minimum wage in Australia. So this study is asking them what sort of information they need to avoid exploitation at work, and then also difficulties in accommodation as well, because that's also a big problem for international students.
Vermuten Sie, dass gewisse Ethnien vermehrt und stärker ausgebeutet werden? Do you think some ethnic communities are more prone to exploitation than others?
In the research that we did of over 2,000 international students, in fact, students of every nationality had really low pay rates. Having said that, there were some nationalities, especially Asian international students from China and Korea and Vietnam, who had the absolute lowest pay rates. But it's certainly not just a problem for Asian students. It's a problem across the board.
In welchen Berufen, in which employment sectors, ist Unterbezahlung ein wirklich großes Problem in Australien für internationale Studenten?
The worst sectors where the most prevalent low-paid jobs were in our research were in food services, so people who were working in restaurants or cafes or takeaway shops. Agriculture, horticulture is another issue, although fewer international students do that sort of work. And then commercial cleaning in offices or in hotels, often at night, is another area in which very low pay rates were reported.
Das eine ist also diese Unterbezahlung, Underpayment. Das andere habe ich gesehen oder haben Sie vorhin kurz erwähnt, ist bei den Unterkünften, Accommodation, dass es dort auch ein Problem gibt, eine Ausbeutung. Was können Sie uns darüber erzählen?
Look, there are a broad number of ways in which international students can be exploited in relation to their accommodation in Australia as well. For instance, they may pay up front for accommodation that is not what they thought. They may believe that they're going to have a room to themselves when in fact they're sharing a room. The utilities may not work. And at the really extreme end, they may pay up front for rent or a bond, and then the unscrupulous agent might just disappear and they never see that money again. So a lot of international students have, you know, just arrived in Australia looking for somewhere to stay, and you know, there are a lot of unscrupulous operators who can take advantage of them in a difficult situation. I mean, another example is where a landlord increases the rent or asks them to leave, knowing that that's an exam time, and can manipulate them into paying more at a time in which they're particularly vulnerable.
Und stellen Sie Unterschiede fest? Can you see differences zwischen privaten Anbietern, so private landlords, und irgendwelchen Agenten, also die, wo man erwartet, dass doch ein bisschen mehr Schutz da ist, so real estate agents?
Look, I think more research needs to be done on the factors that contribute to unscrupulous accommodation practices. Certainly, students who pay in accommodation that's sponsored by the university, and even where they're actually renting outright on the private market from a landlord, they tend to have far less problems. Problems tend to arise more when there are a lot of students sharing in, you know, one apartment or one house. It becomes unclear who the actual lessee is, and you know, students are coming and going, and you know, they can get into some pretty tricky legal situations there. And there are also situations in which, you know, what should just be a home being rented out, but it effectively becomes an illegal boarding house because there are so many students living there.
Was sollte die Regierung tun? What should the government do, or the local council, die Gemeinden?
Look, the government needs to ensure that international students are aware of their rights, and because the laws are complicated and differ in each state, there need to be much stronger services that you know, a place where international students can go to get detailed help when they get into difficult situations. They need, you know, detailed explanation about their legal situation, and they need a lot of assistance and even legal representation to try and make a claim against unscrupulous landlords or employers when things go wrong. And the survey that we've released today is designed to ask international students what's the sort of information that would help them and what's the sort of services that they would most readily use to resolve those problems.
Interessant. Wo kann man sich melden? Wie kann man mitmachen bei dieser Studie?
The survey is available online. It's at www.mwji.org. And you can click on the survey if you're an international student. It's about 10 minutes. It's available in English, Spanish, Portuguese and Chinese. Unfortunately, not German, but we know that lots of German international students speak extremely good English. And you can win prizes, including a $500 gift voucher or one of 10 $100 vouchers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hier nochmals die Adresse. Das ist also www.mwji.org und dann International Students Survey. Vielen Dank, Laurie Berg von der University of Technology in Sydney, für dieses Interview.
Dankeschön.
Auf der Suche nach einem guten Kinderbuch? Wertvolle Tipps finden Sie im Podcast Abenteuer lesen. Jede Woche neu.